Okay, so have you ever thought about how some skills, they kind of pop up in different parts of life?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, that focus you need to really nail a presentation feels kind of similar to what athletes need in like a big game, right?
Totally.
It's that same intensity and like
Yeah.
drive to perform.
Yeah, to be on your A game no matter what the arena.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So get this. Today we're diving into sales training,
All
right?
right, love it.
But we're looking at it through the lens of tennis.
Tennis and sales, huh? I'm intrigued.
It sounds kind of wild, but trust me, it works. It's not just some random comparison either.
Oh.
The skills you need to be awesome at both, they actually overlap in some pretty cool
Now
ways.
that you mentioned it, I can see that. Like the whole mental game is huge in both, right?
You're reading my mind. Erica Bance, she's a senior learning consultant at Butler Street, their sales training
Oh,
organization.
yeah, got it.
She wrote this piece we're diving into, and she connects the dots between tennis and sales so well. She's seriously passionate about both, which I think makes this even more interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. You can tell when someone really lives and breathes what they're talking about.
Right.
It's not just theory, it's like street smarts, you know?
Totally. It's not just theory, it's experience.
Exactly.
Which brings me to this whole idea of like, you can't just show up and be amazing, right? I remember this one time I wanted to learn archery.
Archery.
I
Cool.
thought, oh, I'll channel my inner Legolas. How hard can it be?
Yeah, right.
Turns out, archery is way more technical than it looks. There's a ton of technique to it. It wasn't until I had a coach actually broke it down for me how to stand, how to hold the bow, even how to aim that things started to click.
It's like anything else. You need a good foundation. Can't
Exactly.
build a house on sand, right?
Exactly. And that's what Bance talks about in this excerpt. Whether you're aiming for that perfect serve in tennis or, you know, trying to close a deal, you got to nail those fundamentals.
It's like those core principles that everything else builds on.
Right. And Butler Street, they actually have these four cornerstones of success. And it's all about what makes a salesperson truly effective. They're kind of the bedrock, you know.
I'd love to hear more about these cornerstones. What are they exactly?
So she lists them as attitude, personal accountability, perseverance, and habit. Not gonna lie, they might not sound super exciting at first glance.
Well, you know, the basics aren't always glamorous, but they're the key.
Exactly. But even those pro athletes, those sales superstars, they all started as beginners at some point.
Absolutely. Everyone starts somewhere.
And those cornerstones, they're like the building blocks for that journey.
Okay, so let's break it down. We're talking about building a foundation for success, right?
Right. Let's take personal accountability, for example.
Okay, yeah, that's a big one.
In tennis, if you totally flub a shot, you can't really blame your racket or the wind or even the other player.
Right, you have to own it.
You have to look at what you could have done differently.
It's about taking responsibility for your own game.
Exactly. And that same idea, owning your performance, it's huge in sales.
Yeah.
If your sales pitch totally bombs,
It
a
happens.
good salesperson, they don't make excuses. They figure out what went wrong, make adjustments, and get better.
That's such a good point. It's about that constant self-reflection and improvement.
Exactly. Okay, so we've laid the groundwork here with these fundamentals. What's next on our little tennis sales journey?
Well, you've got the basics down. Now it's time to actually play, right? To put it all into practice.
Practice, practice, practice. I like it.
Exactly. This is where it gets fun. In tennis, you're practicing your serve, getting that footwork down, learning how to predict what your opponent is going to do next.
Okay, so in the sales world, that translates to.
It's about really honing your communication, tailoring your pitch to each specific client, becoming like a mind reader when it comes to understanding their needs.
Okay, I'm starting to see the connection here. It's about being adaptable, strategic.
Exactly. Bance actually gives this great example about understanding where a client is in their buying journey. It's like in tennis, you wouldn't use the same shot every single time, right?
Right. You got to mix it up, keep your opponent guessing.
Precisely.
Okay, tell me more about this buying journey thing. What's the sales equivalent of, say, hitting that perfect drop shot?
Okay, so Butler Street breaks the buying journey down into these five stages. It helps salespeople understand where their client is coming from, what their mindset is.
So it's about anticipating their next move, just like in tennis.
Love it. Exactly. It all starts with a client realizing they have a need, right?
Okay, makes sense.
Then they start researching, maybe comparing different solutions. Then comes dealing with any concerns or objections they might have. And then finally, boom, they make the decision and start using the solution.
So it's a whole process, just like learning those tennis skills.
Yeah.
It's not just about that one killer shot.
Right. And this is actually where that e-learning course Bance mentions, SC 103. the buying decision process. That fits in.
So rather than hitting every client with the same sales pitch, you're adjusting, being strategic, just like on the tennis court.
Exactly. And that's what makes the difference between a good salesperson and a great one.
I'm seeing so many parallels here. It's blowing my mind.
It's about mastering those fundamentals, putting in the practice, and then knowing when to bring in that extra help, the coach.
The coach.
Right.
Because even those pro tennis players at the top of their game,
they still have coaches.
They still have coaches. And that's got to be for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So we've aced those fundamentals. We've been putting in the practice hours to bring on the coach.
That's like even when you're at the top, right? Like the best of the best.
Yeah, those pros.
You can still, you know, you can still improve.
Makes sense.
Having someone like from the outside looking in.
Oh, that outside perspective.
Yeah, that can be huge. It's not that you're doing everything wrong.
Right.
It's about like those little tweaks.
That extra edge.
Yeah, extra edge. Yeah. Exactly. And Bance, she talks about how coaching in tennis, it's not just about, you know, okay, let's work on your backhand.
Right. It's more holistic than that.
It's the whole like mental game, that yeah. toughness.
Oh, yeah. Being able to handle the pressure.
That's huge in sales too, right?
Oh, tell me about it. When you're in those big negotiations.
Right. High stakes.
High stakes. It can feel like all eyes on you.
It's that clutch factor, you know?
Yes.
And a good coach, they've been there. They've seen it all.
They know how to handle it.
They can help you. You know, when you start to doubt yourself.
Oh, yeah. When you get in your head.
Help you come up with a game plan.
Be more strategic.
So you can, like, really be at your best. She actually mentions Butler Street's sales effectiveness program.
Oh, yeah. I was curious about that. That's where they bring in that coaching element.
Yeah. They give salespeople all these tools and techniques.
That's advanced strategies.
Advanced strategies, yeah, to really, you know, well, crush it.
Love it. Like, what are some of those techniques?
Well, there's this one. It's called the LAER method.
Okay.
And it stands for listen, acknowledge, explore, and respond. So it's like a framework.
Okay.
For when a client, you know, they push back.
They have objections.
They have objections, yes. Yeah. So you don't, like, you know, get all defensive.
You don't shut down.
You have a plan. Because let's face it, you're going to get objections, right?
Yeah, you're not going to close every deal on the first try.
That's how you handle them.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
So instead of panicking when you hear no.
Yeah.
You've got that game plan ready to go.
Exactly. And then she also talks about these things called side questions.
Side questions? What are those?
These are specifically designed to, like, uncover those needs that the client, like, they don't even realize they have.
Oh, interesting.
Or, like, those pain points that they haven't even really articulated.
Okay, so you're going deeper.
Deeper.
It's like you're getting to the heart of the issue.
Yes, because sometimes they don't even realize what's really holding them back.
Okay, so I have to add that to my toolbox.
Yeah.
It's like having X-ray vision into your client's mind. No wonder Butler Street is so successful.
They've really, like, honed their approach.
It's like, you know, when a tennis coach, they can see those tiny little things you're doing wrong with your swing.
That you don't even notice.
That you don't even notice. They just have that eye.
The experience.
The experience, yeah. They can pinpoint it.
They can help you improve in ways you didn't even know you needed to.
It's amazing what a little expert guidance can do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm seeing so many parallels here. So we're talking about, like, first you master those fundamentals, then you put in the work, the practice.
And then you bring in that coach.
That coach. To take you to that next level.
To, like, really refine your game.
It's like a recipe for success. Uh-huh. And it's not just for tennis or sales. It's for anything.
Absolutely. It's about embracing growth and improvement.
No matter what you're doing.
No matter what you're passionate about.
I love it. So what have we learned today? Let's recap. Let's break it down. What were Erica Vance's big takeaways?
All right. So first up, fundamentals. Those are key.
Can't stress that enough.
You can't build, you know, anything without a good foundation.
Like building a house, right? You need that strong foundation to support everything else.
Exactly. And then there's that, like, dedication to practice.
You got to put in the time.
It's not just going through the motions. It's pushing yourself, getting better every single time.
It's about making those skills feel like second nature. Well, you don't even have to think about it. It reminds me of when I was really getting into archery. Like, after weeks of practicing every day, it just clicked.
There you go.
Just felt so much smoother, so much more natural.
That's what we want. And then the last piece of the puzzle, I think, is that coaching element.
Bringing in the experts. Like having a personal trainer, but for your skills. This has been amazing. Erica Bance's insights have been so eye-opening. Who knew tennis and sales had so much in common?
Right. It's amazing how those principles of mastery, they really can apply to, like, anything.
Okay, so for all you listeners out there, let's end with something to think about. What are those fundamentals in your world, in your own work, that you could be strengthening?
What skills could you be practicing, refining to really up your game?
And where could you use a little guidance, a little coaching to really get to that next level?
Because no matter what you're striving for, there's always room to grow.
I love that. What a great point to end on. This has been a fantastic deep dive.
Totally agree.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep aiming for those aces.